You're listening to the Everyday Astrology Podcast. I'm Hilary Scott, your astrologer, and this forecast is going to cover the Scorpio full moon, the Uranus-Jupiter conjunction that we're experiencing, and the Sun moving into Taurus and Mercury going direct. So there's a lot going on in the next few weeks. I mean, this year is super busy as it is, but this is sort of the penultimate conjunction between Jupiter and Uranus. And Jupiter is very much, and they're in Taurus, so this is destabilizing to such a fixed energy, something that's like used to doing things the way they've always been done. But we need to shake things up if we're going to transform into something better. So this energy's come along. It can be very, I guess, agitating, upsetting, shocking, liberating, creating freedom. Often people, when they experience transits with Jupiter or Uranus, will feel this like real deep desire for freedom to be their individual selves, and like a very low tolerance for fakery or inauthenticity or just going along to get along. So that could be a very liberating energy for the planet, for the people to kind of step into their power as individuals and be like, wait a minute, I'm not going to go along with this just because everyone else is doing it. So it really is empowering us as individuals. And I think because it is in Taurus, happening in Taurus is happening in a very foundational way. So this is our, like the earth below us, the tangible earth reality, like the five senses become shifted. Things are shifting in this very sort of fantastical way, I would say. So keep your eyes peeled. You might have been feeling, we went through the eclipse period, which has been very, I think, straining for a lot of people. And again, I don't know that anything spectacular happened, that all the hype was actually necessary. But I do know that many of the intuitive people that I know and people who are sort of tuned in, I guess that very much is intuitive, did not want to be out partaking in the eclipse. It was very much like, let's close the door and go within and figure out what we need to do kind of from within, or just relax and hold a peaceful, calm, non-agitated sort of little bit of light glowing in the world. So if you have any stories, I would love to hear them about the eclipse. There's some pretty cool footage going around, which I've seen this before. And it's the shadow that shines through trees when there's a full solar eclipse is really this bizarre, magical, three-dimensional, oh my gosh, it's almost like clouds being recreated. It's very, if you can, actually, I'll see if I could find a picture and post it in the show notes or a link to it. But it's very magical, very interesting. It's sort of like the veil between the realities has shifted. So since we've been through the eclipse on the 8th, we are now in a new reality. The vibrations are different. Maybe you've noticed things that are different, just like something's not the way it used to be. Your time is weird. I've been experiencing time to be very strange. My hummingbirds, since the eclipse, are gone. That's weird. They stayed all winter and I made sure that they had their like nectar out and was attached to those damn hummingbirds. And now they're just not there. So I'm telling myself that, oh, someone down the street came up with a way better system than me. And they're like, we're going over here, lady, because this isn't just nice enough for us anymore. So I'm hoping that's it. But it is strange to have them been around for so long and then just disappear right at that time. So interesting. But it is nonetheless a time of change. So I would like to hear if you've had any changes happen in your life or anything interesting. It's very much an individuality upgrade in a sense, where we're starting to learn that like one size doesn't fit all, that we're all individuals and that it's okay to be an individual. In fact, it's necessary kind of for the fabric of reality for us all to individuate and to create something together. So if we're all just sort of the same, then no wonder AI is taking over. We need to like step up our human game a little, I think. So it's interesting. Now you have a chance to kind of step into this new reality where being your authentic self will be supported. This week also, we have the sun moving to Taurus. That's a big shift from Aries, much more grounded, likes to like lie on the grass and look at the tulips or garden or do very sensually satisfying activities, because we can come into our bodies a lot easier with the Taurus sun. There's just this calming sort of slow vibration, this sort of slow growing, I guess you could say. So if you have a chance to really slow down, now would be a wonderful time, because it's always a good time to slow down though. But often we have the wind beneath our wings and we need to move when we need to move. So now I think there's a strange combination of things going on that can be stressful, because there's change happening and change is always stressful. We also had Saturn conjunct Mars in the last little while. We're still feeling that kind of, it's lifting now, but it can cause this a real, like, a lot of pressure to do something or to get something done. There's hard work ability. This is kind of an interesting story that pertains to the Saturn Mars energy that's positive. I would like to find the positive stories. But we in our home have had flooring that we've been here 6 years now, I guess. And we never liked the flooring, but we didn't like the colors that were on offer just in the zeitgeist for the last 7 years. Neither of us were like, ah, there was so much gray and very muted gray, cool tones of flooring. And we weren't interested in that. So we've like hung in there and not changed our flooring. And we have carpet too on the upstairs of our home that we destroyed in like 1 year. So we have three dogs and it just all, and they were puppies. So it was just not ideal, this flooring situation in our home. But we're both Capricorns and we wanted to find the right deal and it had to look right. And it's taken this long. And my hubby was like, oh my gosh, I think Costco got in the floor we will like. And we do. And so it was interesting because now it's not like we hire someone to do the floor because we're both Capricorns. We haven't gotten evolved enough to the place where we're like, yeah, we'll hire someone. Now we're like, we could save a fortune doing it ourselves. So that's what's going to happen. My daughter said it'll take like 3 years for us to get it done. But I hope that's not true. I feel like we're moving faster than that. But the effort to get the floor, it's like 3,000 pounds of floor into our, like, we had to pick it up because then you save like $300 if you get it yourself. And you bring it home. My husband had to take our camper off of the back of the truck, which was an awesome ordeal. Just there's all this energy that had to go into this acquisition. And that's just the first step of getting the floor done. Then we have to like rip out, move all of our furniture. It's like a monumental effort. And interestingly, that's one of the things that Mars and Saturn can help you take on, is a monumental effort that will happen in increments. And each step has to be before the next step. But it's this process that in the end will leave you with this solid foundation, or this whole new, like, it will be like we moved once we have all the new flooring in. It'll be fantastic. But we're so many steps away from that still. So that Mars Saturn energy really, I think, helped activate our ability, especially in our lives. We're Capricorn, so that's our ruling planet is Saturn. But I think for humanity in general, that energy was available. So if you needed to start doing something that was going to require patience and diligence and hard work, then now you can feel that sort of vibration available to you and are probably using it, I imagine. So the sun moving into Taurus is a great thing. We also have coming up next week, the full moon in Scorpio. And this full moon in Scorpio is hard. First of all, Scorpio is no joke. Scorpio is like, okay, Taurus likes to keep things the same. That's where the sun is. Full moons are oppositions from the sun and the moon. And Taurus wants to have it lovely and not complicated. And don't bring up the past and don't ruffle my feathers and please leave me alone sort of energy. Whereas Scorpio is like, let's transform. And you don't transform without digging deep. There's something to the process usually where you got to figure out how it all came before, or what the past is that created this now that you might be taking into the future. It's also about death and dying and rebirth. And my mom died a day before the Scorpio full moon. The moon was already in Scorpio when my mom died. And then it was the Scorpio right before the Scorpio full moon. And that's the sort of thing that can happen. There's this very big transformative door opens. People are also equally born when this energy is in play, because that portal between getting into the earth plane and out of your mother is a very precarious place to be. So it's this intensity that Scorpio represents. It's all about life, the parts of life that we don't necessarily want to look at. Scorpio people with Scorpio in their chart will often experience betrayal and abandonment and are very wounded by these sorts of things. Almost all of them will have a story of this. Often it'll be like abandonment by the family or adoption or some sort of monumental betrayal will happen. And there's this real anguish that comes with those sorts of feelings for Scorpio because they're so deeply feeling. But then it also gives them this capacity to heal, because when you've experienced anguish and difficult, complicated feelings, then you have this empathy that you can help pass on to others and, you know, be there for a person that might be going through that. Or like often in my work in astrology, I relate to people that have had these experiences. And it's just so comforting, just the empathy that another person understands what you're experiencing. That can be just so healing. Scorpio, though, can feel the deep, dark depths of humanity, of reality. It also helps transform. It rules over like decay and composting and all the things that transform the death of something into the birth of something else is very Scorpio. So that's where our full moon is this week. It's on the 23rd. Now, interestingly, like that wasn't enough that we're having a Scorpio full moon. And it's also squaring Pluto. Pluto rules Scorpio. It's the newer ruler of Scorpio. Also Mars was the traditional ruler. And Pluto, they tried to demote Pluto and it's just a dwarf planet now. But Pluto's energy in the birth chart is unquestionable. It's so potent. So that's kind of just ironic that it's demoted to a dwarf planet when it's like really like it's just sort of the like lead. It makes me think of this sort of molten lead that it's just weighty. I don't know why lead is coming to my mind, but it's just something heavy about Pluto. Pluto, it can be like, of course, there's the dark mundane side of Pluto. And then also there's the more transformative healing side of Pluto. And when it's squaring the moon like this, it's an emotional situation. There's going to be this like coming up against the transformation in some way, like not wanting to, or actually the opposite, being compelled to face what needs to be faced, and things come up, or you become aware of what you didn't want to be aware of. There's just this sort of awareness that is granted us, but not necessarily one that we are like, yeah, let's do it. There's just this necessary growth that must occur from what we become aware of. So that is a lot, I would say. And the times we're in are just, they're mad. We're in mad times. And I do believe there is sort of a raising of the planetary energy and consciousness that's going on. But there's also on the heels of that is this sort of dark stuff. So that's in the realm of Pluto, exposing the dark. We're going to expose all this, and that's sort of the consequence. If you're going to be dark and do dark things and abuse and take power over people, Pluto also rules power and control, do like the dark deeds of Pluto, then at one point you're going to face a reckoning, because that's just not right. So that could be, there's going to be reckonings, I would say. And like even with things about, you know, the entertainment industry, and there's a lot of power and control around that sort of energy, because people are so desperate for fame often that they're willing to sacrifice their integrity in one way or another and get themselves caught into these like terrible webs. So that's very Plutonian. That stuff is very much coming out into the public eye with all kinds of stories. So wherever power, also there's war, and war is just power over another country or power over the people. There's really heinous things going on with sort of the dark side of the energy right now. But there's also equally lovely, amazing, transformative light things going on too. So I think it's our duty to, as like people who are conscious of what's kind of going on around us in reality, to be as light as we can and be as happy and fulfilled and focused on the lightest version of reality we can, to help anchor that in, because it's a real sort of seesaw situation a lot of the times right now. So do that, like come into your heart space, come ground into the earth and feel the light inside of you, because it can help light up the rest of the world. Even if all you do is just enjoy yourself, figure out what brings joy to you and just do that, and try not to focus on any of the other stuff. Just try not to focus on it. I don't really know any other better solution than to just try to keep our own vibrations high. And it's really hard, and it's a discipline at times, and you have to reach in and maybe use the Saturn energy for that. Also, all this energy in Aries we have still, we have Venus and Mercury conjunct in Aries. We have Chiron and the North Node in Aries. That's a lot of Aryan energy. Also, we'll have Mars coming into Aries at the end of the month. That's this very, we can stand in our own power. We're not so worried about what everyone else is doing. We can just go our own way and be our own selves. And that is powerful medicine for the planet, because we can hold that vibration of people standing in their own power, figuring out your own diet, figuring out your own, what you love to do with your time, taking your time back and your individuality. That's very going on adventures, even whatever calls to you and lights you up and brings you joy. That's what this, the Aries energy, can help anchor in. And then also on the 20th, we do have the, like this big, this is big. This is like, happens only like every 12 years. When Jupiter conjuncts Uranus, it happens every 12 years because Jupiter is on a 12-year cycle. Uranus is on a much slower cycle. The last time it was in this place in Taurus was in 1941. So you can look back to the kinds of things that were going on in and around 1941 and get a feel for this. But of course, we're in such different times. At least it seems like we're in different times. Or are we? That's the confusing thing. So if you look back into your life where Jupiter and Uranus were conjunct before, it was 2010 into 2011, 1997, 1983, 1968 to 1969, and 1954 to 1955. Those were all in your lifetime, probably, that we had a Jupiter-Uranus conjunction. So see what was going on for you then. And it would have been in a different part of your chart too. So just kind of look to see what was happening at that time for you, and you can get an idea of how this might be for you. And plus, you're living your life right now, so you know how it's going to be for you because it's happening and you're living your life. And so what's going on? That'll help you figure out what's going to go on, is kind of see what's going on. You can feel an expansion inside, like a sort of an ability to think much, much bigger, be much braver, be much more truth-seeking, like have this urge to be honest, or to have an honest life and find the truth. That truth energy with Jupiter is very powerful, and also justice and peace. It's benevolent energy. It can amplify, but it's also benevolent. And then it has the Uranus energy too. It wants to break us out of old molds and turn us into the people that we're capable of being. And also, interestingly, it's for the people, the Uranian energy, but it's also in a way like very individualistic. So I find that sort of paradoxical about Aquarians, or that Aquarian energy, is they're very much for the group and the people and individuality, which seems so like brotherly and kind and stuff, but they can also be very detached. The energy can be just very fixed and detached in a way that doesn't, it contradicts this other very humanitarian energy in it, I think, I've always found. But it's also there to innovate and to bring amazing ideas down and to download us with information rather than where we have to learn and we got to go to school. I imagine in a way, I have a feeling that schooling as it was is going to become antiquated, that people are going to wake up because of the reality of how expensive everything is now and the mandates that they were enforcing on young people and all this stuff coming out of this system and not even being able to get a job that necessarily reflects all the education. All I think young people are really waking up to this reality and how it's really got to be a different way, because nobody wants to start their life with massive amount of debt over them. That just keeps you locked into sort of the prison planet job situation where you're miserable because you feel like you have to be and there's no other choice. So that's all changing, I believe, especially like, well, this energy, it's going to unfold slowly. A seed has been planted and we'll get to see. Sometimes it will be sudden because Uranus is like sudden upsets, sudden interactions, sudden you didn't see it coming kind of stuff going on. So be aware of that. You might have had some like mix-ups or reversals or weird things happen in your life that made you think that you were going one way, but now you're going another. So it could be that. But always, I like to think, is it's for your greater good. If you were going the wrong way, Uranus is here shaking up the soup of reality so that you can get into a different frequency and on a different path. And that's where you're going to find your happiest self. So try to go with the flow. It's not that easy when there's a lot of pressure and stress going on. Mercury is going direct on the 25th. Yay! That's going to feel really good. You might all of a sudden feel this sort of confusion or haze, or Mercury's not clear when it's retrograde. There's all kinds of travel mix-ups, and it's much better used looking in reverse and seeing what you need to change and what you should do. And so we've got another few days of that to the 25th, and then it's going forward again. So you're going to be, and then it's conjunct the Venus energy as well, which is very, I think it's very helpful to our psyches. Like we can appreciate the beauty and the thinking beautiful thoughts will come easier because Mercury is how we think and communicate. So maybe there'll be sort of a magical understanding through communication in your relationships. It's a very lovely connection to just the communication of love and peace and harmony with Venus, or even interesting poetry, or you could write a song or whatever you can communicate. It'll come out and it'll be smooth and supported. That energy is lovely. So with Mercury going direct, it takes a while to get fully going, moving forward again, but it is definitely an energy that will help. Now you can go forward. You can think about what you want to do going forward, because hopefully you've been looking back and thinking, how could I have redone this? Even I was concerned about our flooring showing up in Mercury retrograde. I was like, okay, are we going to regret this? Is there going to be something that is wrong with it or miscommunicated about it? So sometimes life just happens and you can't consider the astrology, and you've just got to see how it unfolds for your own experiment, because you just don't know. That's when it showed up. It was a great deal. That was like saved us a fortune because of that. And that's when the floor showed up. So I'll keep you posted. Who knows? It was in Mercury retrograde. Maybe also I rationalized that it showed up in Mercury retrograde, like things do in Mercury retrograde, from the past. And we needed to redo the floors. We've been needing to redo the floors, which is rewords for Mercury retrograde, since we moved into the house. So now the opportunity to redo them has shown up. Fingers crossed. So just consider what you've, often people from the past will show up. Things that you've lost will come back in Mercury retrograde. It's a nice time to sort of take a break and look back. But it will be going forward on the 25th. So yay for that. You'll enjoy the energy, I think. So with Mercury going direct, we also have the sun moving into Taurus, the Scorpio full moon, April 20th, we have Uranus conjunct Jupiter. That is such big energy this week. In the next coming weeks, we're really going to feel all of this. So get your journal ready. Do any exercises that keep your energy flowing. Put your feet on the earth. Get in the sun. Ground yourself. Empty yourself out as much as possible. Like, try to keep unagitated if that's possible. That's tricky. And also very importantly, is feel your feelings. That Scorpio wants you to feel. That's part of the healing. You've got to feel to heal. So let yourself feel. Have a big cry. Maybe even sob. Something really sad must have happened. Feel your grief. Feel your sadness. Feel your fear. Feel all of your feelings. So they're not all blocked up inside of you. And they can move, flow out of your system and keep your experiences fresh and new instead of looping over these unprocessed traumas. That's what the opportunity for the Scorpio full moon will bring. So there's the update. I'm still in the process of sort of refiguring myself out and what I'm going to do. So thank you for listening. I'll keep you posted. I'm still doing mini readings. I've got quite a few, sort of back out about a week right now if you want to have one. Week to 10 days, but it's a lovely way to find out so much about your chart for $30 for 30 minutes. I'll send you a recording, and it's often very helpful and interesting, in the very least, especially if you want to learn more about astrology. Many blessings to you, lots of energy and light to this big transformative time that you're going through. Hold the light, and may the stars forever align in your favor.